It started, it was a car in the garage that caught fire. The car fire spread to an adjacent car, is my understanding, and then it got into the structure. The crews, first alarm crews just about had it knocked out when it got up into the second floor of the structure, and at that point it got up in there and started spreading rapidly. Went to two alarms and eventually brought it under control.
And again, this is a townhouse?
It's a townhouse, yes.
And adjoining structures, or I mean neighboring structures?
No damage that we know of at this point. There was a firewall separating the two, and it worked as designed. It kept the fire confined to the original structure.
So two townhomes separated by that common barrier then?
Correct.
See, obviously a number of units from Bryan as well as College Station. Everybody okay?
Everybody's okay, yeah. Just a little tired and overheated, but they're doing okay.
What do you all try to do when we're at 95 to 100 degrees without the heat index?
We try to get as much staffing out here as we can, rotate the crews out, get fluids in them, just try to keep them cool and keep them moving and get the fire knocked down.
Pretty textbook way of executing then.
Yes. Main focus is on keeping the firefighters safe, make sure no one overheats, and so they can keep doing their jobs.
Still have a ladder truck pouring water on top. That's just a precautionary thing?
It is. They're about to shut it down and go inside and start hitting the spot fires very soon.